Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-brand-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time for number two, hour number two. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to a caller who's on the line, I want to mention that Democratic governors and attorney generals in 15 states yesterday brought a lawsuit against the United States government over drilling in the Arctic.
Yeah, that's exactly what we have heard about. This is in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. This is along the northern coast of Alaska. And Congress authorized, I think, that drilling back in 2017.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that has to do with the price of gold in China. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, again, they want to open up about 1.6 million acres along that in that area. And the refuge there, that's the ANWR, as it were,
okay.
19 million acres.
Yeah. All right, well, let's drift on over to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. My name is Dave, and I am calling from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
I don't normally go on my Facebook page, but this morning I just did for no reason at all, and I found something there that concerned me. Now, I've been a registered voter in Florida since 2003, yet there was an application for an absentee ballot from New Hampshire, which is the old state I used to live in.
Right.
So, I mean, people are saying the president's crazy about all this fraud that could happen with mail-in voting. Well, I mean, we're seeing stuff on Facebook now that's actually got me concerned because, like I said, I could have filled out an absentee ballot for New Hampshire, sent that in, and then voted in Florida.
Correct. I'm aware of a lot of that going on because they're just sending out ballots now just for the heck of it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to the polls, and they better be open when I go. So yeah. That's all I got to say. I just wanted to let the listeners know about it, and Thank you for your service, Captain. I love your show and love everything you do.
All right, thanks very much, and we appreciate it. And, Kyle, that's important that he got that out there because I do know that's going on. I've had a number of people that have moved here in the last year or two, and the states that are sending out ballots are sending them out to the last known address or whatever. And even though somebody left the state, they might or might not have said, we no longer live here, we moved away. But they're still, if they're on the voting rolls, guess what? They're getting a ballot.
Well, right, and that means that the election itself is already starting to be broken because of these kinds of things happening. Exactly right. So I'm happy Dave was able to get the word out there so people know that this stuff is really happening.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz has chimed in, and he said that neither Nancy Pelosi or Chucky Baby Boy Schumer want a COVID-19 deal. In other words, a stimulus deal. They want people to have to suffer because they think that's a winning issue for them, holding up any sort of stimulus because they think they're going to win the election on that. No, they're not. They're going to get it stuffed right down their throat because people understand that those are the people holding it up.
Well, absolutely, and I think we've seen this going on for some time. You know, Nancy Pelosi, if Pelosi and Schumer think that the White House now, in their words, would be pressured into agreeing to their demands, basically, I think they've got another thing coming, and I think the senator is right. They do believe that the more pain and suffering, as it were, of the coronavirus, you know, the economic fallout and the lockdowns and all that stuff, they think it strengthens their case because they think people are getting mad at Trump, but they're not. They're actually saying, hey, wait a minute, Nancy Pelosi gets her hair done and nobody else could at that point. They see what's going on.
Now, you know, a lot of people don't like Laura Ingraham, but a lot of people like her, and I like her for this comment she made. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Laura Ingraham blasted Joe Biden as a master of anti-American propaganda who thinks the U.S. deserves to suffer.
Wow.
Because we voted, let me finish it, because we voted for Donald Trump.
Because we voted for Donald Trump. Well, but the nation also voted for Barack Obama. See, that's the thing. And so.
Twice.
Exactly. So the American voter, the electorate collectively, you know, that makes its decision. And we've always gone along with that decision. But yet, you see, the whole thing about Trump, and it's just not about, really about Trump the person, but he is simply the focal point to try to say, look, you know, everything you're doing is wrong. We're the only ones. You're taking our power away, and we're trying desperately to get it back.
All right, and hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Good morning to Celestino. I hope I said that right. In Italy, listening to us on the Internet over in Italy. Celestino, good morning to you. And I hope I said that name right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, buddy. That's my buddy Mike Gallagher. His studio's about 25, 30 feet away from me, right over my right shoulder around the corner here in the same building I'm in. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And you know, there's gold waiting in that there windshield that you got. If you give it an inspection today and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain, at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them that me, yours truly, the captain, sent you. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on key.
Thank you.
Right on key. All righty. Well, you know, I just saw a story here, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we know that Nancy Pelosi wants to give money to the cities to help them out with the budget crunches that they're all in, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to this about Portland, and I think this might say something. Portland police report spending over the past year, just this year alone, and especially since the riots started in, what, 100 and some odd days and counting?
That's right, yes.
that their overtime pay has increased for police by 200%.
Well, that's really significant, and one would think with all the talk of trying to defund the police, it turns out they owe the police a lot more money at this point.
Well, they might have to defund something else to pay the police.
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah, but because they are truly essential.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about some economic news here. And, of course, you know, we're getting close to Christmas time, right?
Yes, yep.
You know, jingle bells and all that good stuff. well, UPS is going to hire 100,000 seasonal workers for the holiday rush. They're doing so right now. Meanwhile, Amazon, get this, hiring another 33,000 workers right now. They're not waiting till the holiday. They're hiring them right now, Amazon.
Well, you know, they see this coming for sure, and that, of course, is that a lot of people are not going to be shopping the traditional route per se this holiday season, certainly with even malls opening up at only certain percentages of capacity and so on and so forth. Amazon, FedEx, UPS, this is all just going to kick into high gear, I think. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of hiring and a lot of those trucks in your neighborhood.
Well, wait till you hear this one. Walmart, Walmart, in an effort to compete with Amazon, who announced this about 2 weeks ago, is now entering into the drone delivery wars.
Isn't that something? That's right. I know that Amazon had gotten some kind of go-ahead for testing.
Yes, they did.
That they have to deal with the FAA for all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm curious. I mean, people might like the convenience, but I'm anticipating there's going to be some pushback on having drones fly over your house and your neighborhood all the live long day.
And they're going to be flying low because the drones have to be below, I believe it's below 500 feet, at 400 feet or less.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it remains to be seen just how, you know, how accepted that's all going to be. But, you know, we have to see what they're going to do and what it, how it's going to look and sound, really, I think, too. So.
Yeah, that mosquito you hear overhead is not a mosquito, it's a drone.
right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, now, something else that's also showing some promise when it comes to the economy, mortgage demand to buy homes has surged 40% since last year, and just in the last month, it went up about 5% just in the last month.
Yeah, that is really significant, and of course, also in tandem to that are the ideas of people who have either been in forbearance on their mortgage, and I think that those numbers are going down at this point, if I recall correctly. But in many cases, Captain, I wouldn't be surprised if you had a lot of people saying, I'm moving out of the city and I'm going to go buy a house somewhere and I'm trying to get out of harm's way and get to a place where I can kind of isolate a little bit more in the event we
get out of harm's way and get into a lower taxed area.
Well, that too is exactly right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are re-examining a lot of stuff about their lives and they want to be safe and they want to make sure they can protect their family if we get another virus problem like we have right now.
Now, this is just a sign of the times, what I'm about to tell you right now, but nearly 1,000 police chiefs, deputy chiefs, assistant chiefs, captains, lieutenants, and sergeants have now retired from police departments all across America since Antifa and the Black Lives Matter riots started up.
Yeah, this is very, very significant. And again, you know, it's one of those things where if we start tearing down the system of law enforcement, it'd be very difficult to put it all back, basically, or bring up experienced people in order to take the places. But you've seen a lot of people, you know, say to themselves, look, it's just a better part of valor at this point, and who can blame them in many cases? But, boy, do we honor those men and women who put that badge on every day, Captain. Look what they're doing for us.
Well, I had a neighbor of mine who just moved in about 2-3 weeks ago, and I kind of had a thought that he might be law enforcement because he kind of looked the type, and he was a gun aficionado. He was asking me about the gun shows and all that stuff. Well, finally, he walks over to me yesterday, and he says, hey, I'm going to be taking a job with the Sheriff's Department. I says, really? He says, yeah. He says, I'm going to be going over here to Pinellas County, the Sheriff's Department. And I said, well, you're gonna go through all that training and all that stuff. She says, oh no, I just have to recertify. He says, I came down here from another state as a law enforcement officer, so I just have to get recertified and go through the program for that. So apparently that's not all that great, and he's gonna do well. He's a good guy, so I'm looking forward to him serving the community as a deputy sheriff over there.
Wow. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot. I think we're gonna hear about more of that going on. Now, GOP Senators Tom Cotton and Ms. Leffler, I don't know what her first name is, the one that owns the basketball team there in Georgia, have both got bills right now seeking to punish rioters out there. Now, they're not competing bills, they're dueling bills, if you want to call them that, but each one's got something a little different than the other. They'll probably pool their efforts, you think?
Perhaps so. But again, yeah, the idea is the trying to go after these rioters who don't seem to get any other kind of retribution for the destroying and the looting, burning, this kind of thing. And again, not talking about peaceful protesting. We're talking about people who have wantonly destroyed property and, of course, in many cases, hurt other people in that whole thing. Oh, and that's Kelly Loeffler, I believe. Yeah.
Now, Joe Biden has walked back his position on the nationwide face mask mandate. You probably heard that, right?
Oh yeah. It turns out maybe it's not all that constitutional.
Yeah. He says he's concerned that it's not constitutional, that it's unconstitutional. So he had to walk that back. But of course, oh, the first thing I'm going to do when I become president, I'm going to make an executive order. First, yeah. Here we go again.
Well, sure. And again, that was designed as just a dig on Donald Trump. That somehow Donald Trump, you know, just didn't have the wherewithal to say everybody put on a mask and I mandate it. But it also begs the other question, Captain. Yeah. Why didn't this campaign staff sort of figure that out ahead of time?
Yeah. And by the way, I just got a little note here. Senator Mitch McConnell is going to proceed with a vote today on the GOP COVID relief bill. So they're going to be voting on that today in the Senate.
Interesting. Well, of course, you know, Schumer has said that it's headed nowhere, basically DOA. But you never know. We've got to see what happens and
well,
then whether or not they can.
Let me ask you a question. Isn't Schumer in the minority?
That's true, yes.
And McConnell's in the majority.
That's true.
And they got, what, a 5-seat majority?
Mm-hmm.
And it's DOA?
Well, in the sense that with him and Pelosi, they were saying that it was all headed nowhere, presumably that it would never go through the House. But again, we have to see what they pass, and again, there's pressure, I'm sure, coming on to a lot of the House members in order to get something done. Otherwise, if they're just lockstep with Pelosi, you know, they're going to go down with the ship, because people need the aid that Pelosi and Schumer are withholding.
And so you just hit the nail on the head. People are going to go down with the ship. The people that need this are going to vote against these clowns that are holding it up, and they know the Democrats are the ones holding it up. I would love to see Nancy Pelosi lose in her district, and I certainly, the goal should be to drive her out as being the Speaker in the House of Representatives. If that's got to be the number one goal of everybody out there. Vote Nancy Pelosi into submission to where she becomes just a senior congresswoman, if that, and no longer runs the roost in the House of Representatives. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, Congressman Adam Schiff has opened his mouth again. We'll tell you what he's up to.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your
mind. Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal. the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Excerpts of a new book about President Trump were printed in the Washington Post. The article said that the president intentionally downplayed the pandemic and lied about its severity initially. The president, who knew he was being recorded by Bob Woodward, said he knew the virus was very serious, but in public he laughed it off.
It goes through air, Bob.
Woodward recorded 9 hours of interviews with the president for his new book, Rage. On February 7th, the president told Woodward that COVID-19 was airborne and much more deadly than the flu.
This is deadly stuff.
But then later in public, he said the coronavirus was like the flu.
Wash your hands, stay clean.
He told Woodward on March 19th,
I wanted to always play it down.
Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
the last thing we can show is panic.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Guns and Knife Shows, because I'm going to be down in Port Charlotte on Saturday, and the show will be there Saturday and Sunday. Now, they'll be at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds down there in Port Charlotte. They'll open Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. I will be there from 9 to 2 on Saturday. The concealed carry class starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday, starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday if you want to get your concealed carry permit. Now, you can find out more by going to the website twoguysshows.com, but remember, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections that they have there, hunting, fishing, military surplus, bows and arrows, a lot of different things there. And I'm going to tell you, for those of you looking for ammunition, you better get there early, because I'm telling you, they've been selling out of the ammunition, like, within an hour when the doors open. I've never seen anything quite like it. But twoguysshows.com, I'll be down there Saturday from 9 to 2. So I hope to see you there, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle, you got to say hello to somebody.
Hey, that's right, Captain. We do want to say hello to somebody tonight, and that is a caller who called in earlier, and he gave his real nice phone call. It's Dr. Don, and he's in Kentucky Lake. That's in western Kentucky, and found out that Kentucky Lake is one of the, if not the largest, man-made lake in all of the eastern United States. They do hydroelectric power there.
Yeah.
So welcome. Thanks for calling Dr. Don. That's great.
Yeah, he's a regular listener. And by the way, I've been by that dam a number of times. That's quite a sight.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it looks like it generates a lot of power.
Yep, I'm sure it does. Okay, well, Congressman Adam Schiff, who's been pretty quiet, right?
Yeah, a little bit of late, yes, yeah.
However, here we go again. He's introduced new Russia accusations as the Democrats are blasting the DNI chief, former Congressman Ratcliffe, for halting election interference briefings. And they did that because these birds, these congressmen, were you know, loose-lipped sink ships. They were going out there and just letting the information fly that they never should have said to anybody.
Well, right. I think maybe Adam Schiff is not happy about the idea that what Ratcliffe said was that they were going to give these briefings in writing so that there was a paper trail about things.
Well, good.
So it couldn't simply be something that was said in a briefing somehow, and then somehow it gets out there into the press. But, of course, I'm not surprised that Schiff wants to bring back the Russia thing. You know, these are all they have, really, in order to try to muddy up the waters for the election. So they thought, you know, even if it's just a little bit successful to them, maybe it's worth it if they siphon enough votes.
You know, I would think more Schiff, which it's hard to believe, but I would think more Schiff if he would go China, China, China. Here's why. The U.S. has now revoked visas for 1,000 Chinese under the executive order that President Trump put out.
Yeah, this is a very significant development, and of course, Captain, you're right. For some reason, the Democrats especially just seem to be pretty silent on any of these kinds of issues that are just right out there. And I mean, you know, here's the funny thing. Adam Schiff said, oh, there's all this evidence of Russian collusion. All you have to do is look around and you'll see it, way back during the Russia collusion days, when they were trying to peddle all that. But there really is a lot of stuff out there about what's going on with China and with its neighbors and foreign policy and all that. And Adam Schiff, you know, he could spend all the live long day doing nothing but that, but don't hold your breath.
Now, remember the herd immunity that Sweden got?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Well, the positive tests now in the no-lockdown country of Sweden are at the lowest level, period, since the pandemic started. The herd immunity is working quite nicely. Thank you very much.
Well, and that's because, and I'm not trying to be too flip here. I'm really not, but honestly, in Sweden, they're not worried about, I think, the election, you know, that kind of thing. And they've been able to approach this in a very, very different way. And unfortunately, we do have a lot of politicians in this country who are approaching it because there's an election. And if only, I mean, and again, I'd love to see how Sweden is truly following the science here, because maybe that's something that, I don't know, other people could do, we could do. But it's very difficult in this environment for the election.
Now, this is something that's rather concerning. Coronavirus fraud in America topped $124 million by the end of August. Now, that fraud happens to be some of the PPE loans that got out to people that shouldn't have gotten it to begin with, individuals applying for things that they weren't eligible for and then falsifying records, and some of them getting away with it and then skip and dodge. You know, you don't know where they went, but they took the money and ran, right?
Right, right.
So these are people we need to make an example out of, and if we catch them, we ought to literally hang them by the toes somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. We ought to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. $124 million. Think of the people that could have used that, really needed it, and couldn't get it.
Absolutely. And, of course, this also includes people getting people's personal information, and they're trying to gouge, you know, for products and so forth. Maybe offering the, you know, substances that they say would cure the virus.
Yeah.
Or do these kinds of things. So
yeah.
This it became a cottage industry, but yeah. it was based on fraud.
By the way, yesterday I got a real official sounding phone call, and I let it go for just a little bit. This is the Internal Revenue Service. We've been trying to reach you. You owe us money. And unless we hear from you within the next 24 hours, we're going to take everything you own. Well, whatever they said. They said bank account, this, that, and the other. I'm thinking to myself, boy, isn't this something.
Well, it's my experience, Captain. I think we've all understood that the IRS never calls you.
No, and I don't owe the money.
Right. Well, exactly. And so, but these are the kinds of scams. Or there's another one that goes around where something, if you don't report to the police department, there'll be a warrant for your arrest, but you can take care of the fines or something right now. I mean, it's all such a scam. And if it sounds like it, then, you know, just hang on.
Well, again, the Internal Revenue Service will never call you. Neither will Social Security. They will never call you.
That's right. That's right. Everything would be handled in writing. Yeah.
Yep. Certified letter, return receipt requested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, finally, before we have to go to break, the Oregon governor said that the communities that where the fire occurred up there in Jackson and Washington counties around Medford, a lot of those communities, those small communities, have been largely destroyed. Now, this happened because winds gusted as high as 50 miles an hour that fanned dozens of catastrophic wildfires in all different areas, and the fires were bouncing around so fast they could hardly even get to one and try to stop it, and another one pop up.
Yes, exactly. So this has been a true tragedy for so many people in the area there. That's right.
And all I can tell those people is that, you know, maybe you'll start over again, maybe you won't, but if you're going to leave Oregon, and which I wouldn't blame them because the taxes and everything that's going on there in Portland right now, and what we just told you, you know, that 200% increase in overtime for the police in Portland, somebody's going to have to pay for that.
That's true. That's right. You know, and so, and unfortunately, what's going to happen in the aftermath of a lot of this is people are going to be, you know, out of work perhaps for a time,
well,
and so forth as they rebuild.
If you think the federal government's going to pay for it when that mayor there and that governor have refused to do what needed to be done for a long time, and that was send in the National Guard, you know, well, we'll send in the troopers because you got to get the feds out of here because that's the problem. Then they send in the troopers and it gets just as bad, if not worse.
That's true. Because, again, the problem isn't whether or not it's the local or the federal or anything. It's the people who are destroying and setting things on fire and attacking people. That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Antifa is a group of white students, for the most part. They started pretty much at the colleges and universities. Where? In the Northwest.
Well, that's right. That's right. And again, yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that because it's just not a racial issue.
Nope.
This is an issue of people who believe that, hey, we're going to destroy the system and then we're going to rebuild and put our own thing in place or whatever it might be. And that's not a racial line thing. That's just an anarchy thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, Kyle and I'll have our next Truckers Highway Imbiber report. We'll take a look again at what's going on. By the way, some things have changed. We got some heavy, heavy, heavy fog along I-80, Indiana and Ohio right now, I-80 and I-90. For God's sakes, be careful over there. Pea soup, heavy-duty fog. I'll be right back with more Don't Go Anywhere and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend and compadre, Donna Fiducia, who used to be with Fox News years ago. By the way, September 11, 2001, she was the anchor sitting there at the desk for Fox News, and when all hell broke loose, and wow, that's when I first got a chance to meet her, was that day. But anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. If you're driving by one, pull on in there. Tell them you heard the captain say, hey, I need to stop at the Flying J, and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Tell them you heard me talking about them on the radio. And that's the way it works. And then become a member of the Drivers Club if you're not already. Get those points out there. Get yourself some of the free merchandise they have to offer. You're going to be glad you did. All righty. Bobby Palermo takes us away here.
America, how long can
and realize we fall fast. America the beautiful, God blessed us with this land. Let's set aside our differences and make America great again.
Palermo, Make America Great Again. Haven't played that in a while. I thought I'd play it right now. The time is right for it. And I'm going to get into reading the weather statement here, and then we're going to give it over to Kyle. Now, elevated fire weather threats still remain for portions of the West Coast. Things have calmed down a little bit, though. As the winds continue to decrease, these threats will also weaken. Meanwhile, there is still wintry weather in the Rockies and Plains. It'll also gradually decrease. However, heavy rain and flash flooding will be possible for Central Texas and portions of the East Coast today. In addition, a couple of tropical disturbances in the southeast, off the southeast coast of Florida, this weekend, warrant watching, because they could bother Florida. Could be a big rain time maker event coming our direction. We'll see. But in the meantime, Kyle, take us away. What's going on out west?
Well, Captain, right now, the National Fire Information Center says that some 90 major fires are burning more than about 5,300 square miles in 13 different states in the West. But, of course, a lot of those fires seem to be concentrated in California and Oregon right now. We still have all kinds of smoke, air quality alert issues, especially in Central California and up in the Bay Area as well. Some of these pictures just showing just almost an apocalyptic sort of nightmare scenario. The heavy winds that you mentioned, yes, they are seeming to dissipate, and that's helping firefighters, especially in Southern California with the El Dorado fire and also the Bobcat fire. The main heat has dissipated as well in the West. So if you're in Arizona, those heat advisories are gone. But we do have a freeze warning in northeastern Nevada, covering about half the state there. Also a frost advisory in the western part, it seems, of northern Nevada. And again, up in Oregon, where those fires are burning near Medford and Salem and so on, huge air quality alerts, obviously, and firefighters continuing to try to battle those blazes. Fire weather warnings as you travel up the 5 freeway up into Washington, as you go up through Tacoma, Bellevue, Everett, and on up. So that's what's happening out west right now, Captain. And at Cajon Pass, it's 59 degrees and very low wind. So if you're traveling through Cajon Pass, you should have smooth sailing.
Well, if you're in Oregon tonight and you're anywhere near Boise going back and forth on I-84, if you're going up 15 up around Pocatello, you're going to have a frost warning there. So be advised of that. You may get a little ice in the windshield if you're parked for the night in one of those places. Northwestern Colorado, Fort Collins, you got a freeze warning up there. Freeze warning. Got a little bit of wintry weather, a wintry weather advisory for I-80 between Cheyenne and Laramie tonight. That means there's probably snow going up over the top, or certainly accumulation on the highways. And then I-25 coming out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Once you climb up into the higher elevations and you get up into Colorado, you'll have about 50 to 75 miles of winter driving conditions. If you're going along I-40, east or west of Albuquerque in the higher elevations around the Four Corners section out east, you're going to have some winter driving conditions there, a little bit of snow. Up I-25 and to the west of I-25, Pueblo West, you got a winter storm warning going over the top of the rocks in that area, southwestern Colorado, tonight. Now, freeze watch and frost warning in the eastern part of South Dakota, southeastern corner of Fargo, North Dakota, in that area, Minnesota, up around Duluth. You got a hard freeze warning up there. Also up in the northern part of Michigan, the northern part of Wisconsin. You've got fog now that's entered into the mix on I-80 and I-90 in Indiana and Ohio, all the way across both roads. So be advised, you're going to be driving in some very heavy fog right now. You've got rain along I-20 from about Fort Stockton over to Austin and San Antonio. Rain, flood watches and warnings there. You also have got rain headed down towards the Mexican border, flood watches and warnings down there. You've got some rain coming out of Virginia, going up 95 into Maryland and Delaware and Jersey, and then it's hit or miss along Long Island. And then up in Maine, you're going to find more rain up in there. And again, we have got that we got to keep our eyes on for the weekend a couple of different tropical depressions right now. They're just disorganized areas of rain. They're going to be drifting over towards Florida, one of them for sure, and we could have a lot of rain this weekend, and it could develop into something different. We'll just have to keep our eyes on. Kyle, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything he does. Okay, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. The president has been nominated amongst all this other stuff that's going on for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with the nomination. I think that, you know, media has downplayed this event in a big way, and that's shameful. Because, I mean, for the longest time, you know, there has not been, quote-unquote, peace in the Middle East, especially when it deals with Israel. The other part of this is that the United Arab Emirates could, in fact, and signs are pointing to the notion that there are more countries to come, at least one more, besides the Emiratis. So, I'm fine with it.
Well, I thought it was great. You know, this makes more sense to me than Barack Obama when he got one.
Well, he got one for just thinking about peace.
Yeah, exactly.
Not doing anything about it.
Yeah, and again, there's we're going to have more to this too, because we've got a couple of other countries are going to come to the table. It looks like and I'm not talking about Saudi Arabia because they want the Palestinian state, but a couple of other countries are going to come to the table and sit down and agree with Israel to just, you know, say, okay, we all get along now. Let's sell goods to each other. Which is what's going to happen here, by the way. United Arab Emirates and Israel are going to be trading together.
They are. Mm-hmm. In some cases, truth be known, you know, there's been more relationships with Arab countries in Israel than the media would tell you. I mean, there are factions within Syria that respect Israel. Certainly Saudi Arabia does.
Uh-huh.
You know, Netanyahu has been to some of these Arab countries several times. So,
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Come right back after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. A lot of things going on in the world in which we live. And, yeah, we're going to talk about Woodward, and the book. And we're going to talk about little Dr. Fauci, who came to the president's rescue yesterday and shocked the heck out of me when he said what he did. But it's true. It's absolutely true. So we'll get into it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.